Blog Talk Radio.
You guys, we are going to talk about changing our mindset. We already know that we as black folk have an issue supporting our own, right? We know that. We want to address that this morning. I want to find out from these amazing women how they got started. I want to know how they are, how hard was it for black people to support, and how did they change the mindset of dealing with different individuals? I want to understand, and I want you guys to know that we are doing shows now. We're changing the agenda. We are going from racism in America. We know that's there. Now we want to understand what it's going to take for us to do for us. That's where we're going next, okay? So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what's it going to take to change our mindset. What's it going to take for really get in there and start supporting each other? How do we deal with the trauma of the Stockholm Syndrome and the Willie Lynch Syndrome? How do we deal with that? Blog Talk, let me give you the number if you want to call in and listen. Or if you want to call in and be on the show, you can come on live. You have to go into my YouTube page, Cassandra Cheek, and the name of the show for today is To Work or to Own, What's Your Plan? Now, Blog Talk, you have to go into Changing of Minds or Racism in America, and then you'll be able to click on it. But the number is going to be 563-999-3682. Again, that's 563-999-3682 if you want to join the conversation. I also have a stream. I put it in the comments, so if you want to join the stream, you can. But let's not waste any time. I want to hear from these two amazing young women, black young women. I mean young women. This is how we know that we can do it. You guys can do it if you put your mind to it. We have gifts in us, and all we have to do is step into the gifts. And some of this stuff is something we've already been doing. So in order for us to grow, I'm going to start bringing on people that's already doing it so that they will help us to get into where we need to be. Okay? So let me bring on our guest, the Smoothie Queen, and Miss Lauren, Cafe Senyana. Okay. How you guys doing? Let me add you on, Lauren. I'm hearing an echo. Somebody, you guys might be too close to each other. How come? Hold on. Trying to Okay, I got you. All right, look at them. How are you guys doing? I'm hearing an echo. Okay, somebody is going to have to turn their phone down because you guys are going to, yeah, one of you guys turn your phone down, but don't turn it off. Just turn it down, the volume of it. And then that might help so you can still hear me, right?
Is it low enough?
Yeah, it's fine. Yes. So, oh, my goodness, I am just like, wow, I got the Smoothie Queen. I have had so many requests for the Smoothie Queen. I mean, request after request after request for the Smoothie Queen. And I thought, you know what? Let's bring on the Smoothie Queen. Let's see this wonderful woman that I'm looking at. I'm like, wow, I've seen you from when you had Pampering You. You do have, this is not just your first business. You have two businesses, right? You have Pampering You from by Treya.
Yes,
and then you have Smoothie, the Smoothie Queen, right? Tell me, I want you to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And tell me, how did you get started? Just introduce yourself right now and then tell us, how did you get started?
Okay, well, first I want to thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yes.
It really means a lot for me to be able to come today on the platform, to be able to speak among you and me. So basically, I got started with initially, I want to say, Pamper You First.
Uh-huh.
Me and my friend Lauren, which she's going to work right now.
Okay.
We're where I work today. And so she basically wants to start selling her products, and I was like, and I want to go, hey, let's just start going bigger. And so some people got to help with him for the pop-up shop.
Hold on, Trey. Hold on, Smoothie Queen. I'm sorry. There is an echo. I'm going to maybe do... Might just turn Cafe Sinar, turn her phone. Is her volume still up? We might have to just use the one phone and just you guys combine because you guys are there. I'm going to see. Maybe we might just have to use just. It's still an echo, yeah. Go ahead and talk, and I'm going to see if it's still echoing.
Let me see if it's still echoing.
Yeah, it is. It's still echoing a little bit. I can hear it. I'm going to just remove her. Okay.
What's the first? Yeah, I'm doing enough.
Okay, I think that's cool.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, that's better. Yes, that's better. That's better. And then I guess when we want her to talk, then we'll just, that's fine. Because it was the echo. I think you were guys in the same location. So that's fine. Yes, you're good. Go ahead. You have the floor.
So we initially started off with Pampering You, basically pop-up shops and stuff. She wanted to bring Habakkuk and I her product out. So we were, like, trying to come up with different ways to network and stuff. So then once we got to networking and everything, Pampering You was like, okay, well, we're going to switch over into the smoothie cane because I wanted to get into smoothies. I've been drinking smoothies forever. Smoothies were like my go-to, especially in the mornings when I'm rushing, trying to get to work and everything, trying to be a mother, a parent. Actually, my daughter was having some type of like behavioral issues in school, so I talked to her pediatrician about it, and her pediatrician said, hey, well, so also she was asking me, when is she acting out? That, well, mostly in the morning. She said, well, what is she eating in the morning? I was like, cereal, Pop-Tarts, you know, regular stuff. And she said, well, what do you eat? I said, well, I drink a smoothie every morning. She was like, well, why don't you try that for your daughter? And so I tried it, and once I started giving her smoothies every morning, her behavioral issues just went away. So I was like, okay. So then we started doing that, and I thought it would help my daughter from health and wellness and everything. So then I was like, you know what? She loves my smoothie, so why don't I introduce this to the world? Why don't I bring this out and say, hey, this is the Smoothie Queen. So that's how the Smoothie Queen came about. And we've been rocking for about 2 years with Smoothie Queen and since 2017 with Pampering You. So we've been
Oh, that is amazing. So it really was, you saw a need and you created out of the need. And I think, you know what, Lauren could call back in, but maybe mute her phone. That might work. That might work also. So let Lauren call back in. Can you hear me?
The volume went out.
Okay, check your mic and make sure your mic is on. Check your mic. Because I can hear you fine. That's okay. You guys like and share the program. Like and share, because I think this is some great information that we need to hear. Because I know a lot of us have our own businesses and want to do our own businesses. And I know that this is a great show to be able to help you to get to the next level. Okay? So when you see a need, you create that need. Can you hear me, Smoothie Queen? Okay, I don't know if she can hear me. She may have to go out and come back here. Can you guys hear me? Smoothie Queen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Just maybe mute your maybe your volume is down, or maybe you can mute one of the phones.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Mute one of the phones. Because it's going to be a delay. Because if you want to call back on Lauren's phone, uh-oh, she's gone. Okay, maybe she'll call back in. Okay, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. This is new for me to you guys, so you guys just bear with me. Bear with me, you guys. I appreciate you guys for even tuning in. Thank you so much. Maybe I can get Smoothie Queen to dial back in. This is new for me here. So you guys bear with me. You know, I'll try anything. So we going to, you know, kind of get out the kinks, but sometimes you can't get the kinks out until you know, you try it, okay? Because we went through the little preliminaries, and I think she's back. We're going to add her to the screen. Okay. Turn down your volume. You can call back on Lauren's phone, but we still hear an echo, okay? Yeah. Can you still hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, where's Miss? Where's Miss that Cafe? I want to hear from her too. Where's Miss Cafe? Is she? Because I know she's working too. She is at the shop right now. So you guys be patient with her. So she may have to come on and off because she is at the shop working.
Yeah.
So when she can, just tell her to come on and pop on, so that she can introduce herself, because we want to know a little bit about her business also. We don't just have, you know, we are trying to get to people to understand that we can do this, okay? We've been shown and we've been told that we're nothing and we can't, but we're going to show the world that, yes, this is our time. This is our time to move forward. This is our time to do our dreams, and a lot of our dreams is something that we're already doing. Your daughter, Miss Smoothie Queen, also has her own business. Am I correct as far as that? What's she doing?
Yes, you are. Yes, she has a nail business and hair business.
Okay, what's the name of it? Do you want to get that out?
Her business is called Zaire Nail and Hair Spa Boutique.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
And she's been in this business for about, I want to say, almost 2 years as well, so... You can definitely check out her Instagram and see what all her work she's done. Doing hair, nails. She just got some makeup, so she's definitely, you know, starting a new craft, which I'm really excited about.
Wow, so she's 12. Let me just tell people, when you see my hair braided, that's who does my braid. So when you look at my hair, a 12-year-old actually did my hair. Don't look at it today, but when you see me with the braids, that's who does my hair. A 12-year-old does my hair. So that's amazing. So you're passing down generational blessings. And this is what we want our people to understand, that it is now time that not just to teach us to walk in our gifts, but we want to teach our children. And this is what it's going to take our children to see us doing it. So in turn, you recognize their vision, and you recognize their gift, and you operate it in her gift, and that's how you got her business started, right?
Right, definitely. She initially started out with a lemonade stand about when she was, like, maybe 6. And then she came to me and was like, hey, Mom, I don't really want to do this anymore. And I was like, what? What do you mean? Hold on. We create businesses over here. And she's like, no, I want to do my own thing. I said, okay, so what do you like? Because it's always important for us to see what our kids are interested in, so then they'll keep on going.
Right.
We don't want to stall them on their growth and what they want to do. So she's like, well, I want to do, you know, hair. That's what it, you know, started out with. Well, with the nails, I'm sorry. nails first, then the hair, came along recently. So I'm really excited for her. I'm proud of her because I know she's going to be very successful with it. She's already successful now. She has clients, young people, older people. You know, I even use her.
Mm-hmm.
She does amazing nails and pedicures. She knows how to do their acrylic, everything. So I'm just extremely proud of her. So proud of her.
Oh my God.
You'll definitely have to have her on the show one day.
Yeah, I sure will. I wish she was available. We'd have her on, but yes, we're going in the future. I'm thinking of doing a kids show. So if there's anybody out there with kids, email me at hardtruth, HARDTRUTHZ 12 at gmail.com, and we can do a kids show. So yes, we will have kids on maybe, 15 and under or 18 and under. How about that? So we'll do y'all for young adult show. So yes. So finish telling me, how did Pampering You get started? Because you have another business called Pampering You. What's that business, and how long have you had that business?
Okay, so Pampering You initially started back in 2017.
Uh-huh.
We were doing, it's basically like a pop-up shop business for a one-stop shop. Everyone can come and get their products they need, you can do paint nights, massages. Basically, it was for women at first, building the wanted to build wealth in the community, wanted to just network within the community. But now, Pampering You has basically took us on some changes. We have men come in as well now. So Pampering You is growing. We have done so much with it. We have recreated it this year where we're doing events on a weekly basis.
Okay.
So, which is very new for Pampering You because we were not used to having events every week. We used to have them maybe once a month, maybe once every month, every other month. So this is really new and what I'm excited about because it allows us to get to know people in the community, let them know where the cafe is, and also grow our network and also grow, you know, within the community so that people have a safe place to come and just enjoy themselves.
Awesome. So you said you, and now you have men. What kind of things are you offering the men?
Well, the men are able to shop for their loved ones. We have different packages, like as far as sometimes we have boutiques that come through. We have different vendors come every week. So they might want to shop for different things, like simple things as far as like we have cell phone cases, watches, we have the watch bands, just different vendors. Sometimes we even have people that come with, Lauren has a body butter for men as well, which is called Jesus and King, which is a very popular seller. They come in often, all the time to purchase her top seller.
Okay. Wow, I can't wait for her to, she's going to have to tell us about that when she comes.
I know, she has two clients too. Oh, she's in here right now.
That's okay. You got to make money. That's okay. We're not watching her. Girl, make your money, honey. She got to make her money just like everybody else, so we do understand. Tell me, how hard was it? Did you find it very difficult for Black people to celebrate you, or to, what was the challenges that you saw how did you overcome those challenges as far as the support of the Black community?
Okay, well, yes, I would definitely say it was challenging at first because I am Black, and on top of that, I felt like I had to network more. I had to go to other people's events. I had to let them know that what type of person I am and who I was at the time when I first started, because so many people were so quick to judge.
Yeah.
But I say, I stayed in people's space, day contacting, reaching out. One no might turn into 100 yeses. So that's what I did. I kept going. Of course, I ran into challenges where I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up, but I knew what the passion was. I knew what the goal was. I knew what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
So you have to change your mindset. And I was so, at first I was like, okay, how do I do that? And then I started reading different books. This one book in particular was, the Steve Harvey book, Jump. And then I just because that came out back in, I want to say 2017 as well, 2018.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you got to start somewhere. So let's go. Let's get that out there. Other people and Lauren's business and my business went together because he has health and wellness body butters and body products and stuff like that. She wanted a space where she could sell her products and get people out there to come and enjoy the products and body butters and everything. So we're like, well, we're going to just start it together. And so that's how House of Sanaa came out as well. So.
Okay. Wow. That is amazing. So did you find it, when you first came into the business, were you nervous, or did you think, oh, my God, did it ever come a time when you said, man, I can't do this, I want to give up? And then if it did,
yes.
How did you get past that?
Yes, it did. I just basically kept a great relationship. Me and the good Lord upstairs, we have a great relationship. Just kept praying about it because I was like, okay, God, I really want to give up. I really don't want to do this anymore. I still had honor contests and everything like that. And he was like, nope, you got to keep going. So like I said, I did take a little break from pampering you. And that was like a little hiatus. That was to give me time to come up with the Smoothie Queen. So during my break, I not only came up with another business, but this business has created way more revenue.
Wow.
It's given me way more networking opportunities because instead of just having a place of business where other people can come and have their product, I also have a product to give out to the people as well, which will also help you live longer and a long, healthier life. Because we have smoothies from organic to natural to keto to vegan, whatever you're trying to do with your life as far as your health and wellness, we can help that.
Wow, awesome. So it sounds like you have, like, can you give us a few samples? What are the names for a few of your smoothies, and what do they do?
Okay, so we have a strip and cleanse, which is you can be on it for 7 days, which is one smoothie a day in the morning.
Uh-huh.
With a green smoothie, which is helps out with health and wellness. If you're trying to tone, if you want to get a little bit more healthier and stuff. Or we have the meal replacement, which is one smoothie a day, which is for 7 days as well. Like, it keeps you full. We add protein and everything to that. Then we have the keto, which is if you're on a keto diet, it helps with that. And then we have vegan smoothies, like a lot of people are vegan now, so we need that out there. All our products are organic, natural. We don't use any type of milk. We use a lot of almond milk, oat milk, anything for natural. And then we have regular sweet smoothies. So you most popular ones probably like the strawberry cheesecake or strawberry pineapple, or we have a blueberry cheesecake, and not to mention our veggie fruity, and we just dropped a new the cookies and cream, which is one of the top sellers right now. Lauren has just walked in the room.
Hello, Lauren. Hi, welcome. Yay!
Hi.
Introduce yourself before you get busy. Girl, you're making money. Introduce yourself before you get busy. How did you get started? What's the name of your shop, and what gave you the idea that this is what you want to do?
Okay, my name is Lauren Cope. I have House of Denies and Cafe Denies, all named after my daughter.
Okay.
My first business adventure was the House of Denies, which is all natural body care products, hair care products, as well as lip glosses, lipsticks, bath salts, anything natural.
Okay.
That can help your body.
Okay.
I started because my son has eczema.
Okay.
And they wanted to give him some steroid cream. And I just did some research, and I wanted to make sure I was leery about the chemicals in the cream.
Okay.
So I wanted to go back to my book because I'm a pre-nurse. In order to help eczema, it has to penetrate all the skin.
Right.
So you look up what works for that. So I decided to use shea butter, coconut oil, olive oil, and avocado, which made all his eczema bumps go away.
Okay.
And my son does not itch all day anymore.
Okay. So it started with a dream as far as your son. It started with your son. So your son kind of helped his mom to create her business.
Yes.
That's good. Okay. So what's the next business that you have? Because you have two in one, right?
I do. But before I go on, I want to show you the body butter.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And this is how it looks.
And you created that.
And I created it. And now, when I first started, it was just no fragrance.
Okay.
And now I have 10 different fragrances, a nice variety.
Okay.
Not too much, but just a nice amount.
It's not just for eczema. It's for other stuff.
Yeah. So being that it's natural,
okay,
you can use it in your hair, and it won't damage it.
Oh, wow.
Because what people don't understand is our skin is one system.
Okay.
So even the skin on your head,
yeah,
everything is just one system. So you can use it everywhere, and it'd be okay.
That is amazing. You have any more products you want to introduce to us?
These are my babies.
Oh,
my. These are my lipsticks and lip glosses.
Oh.
I try to make sure I make something for every beautiful shade.
Okay.
Okay. And so I said it for everybody. I have like 40 colors.
Okay.
But I just wanted to bring out my top seller.
That is awesome. Look at that.
Yes. And I just love it because I want, as women, we work a lot.
Yes.
We have to take care of our household. We have to work. We have to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So why not throw on a little lip gloss?
Yes.
Bring out the highlights in our beautiful skin that
yes.
we already have.
Yes.
And make us feel good for the day.
Yes.
So when you look in the mirror, you're like, oh, I like the way that looks on my skin.
Yes. So you feel good. You look good. You feel good. What is your eyes?
You have an extra, I feel like you have an extra pep in your step.
Yes. 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 Because I know when I get my hair braided by my beautician, my 12-year-old beautician, yes, it's an extra pep in your step. Yes, ma'am. What is your IG page? Do you have an IG page or a Facebook page?
Yes, I have Cafe Sinai.
Okay.
It's Cafe Sinai and Sinai.
Okay.
And at Hospital Sinai, Sinai.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to spell that for us.
Cafe Sinai right now.
You're there? Do you want to give us a little tour?
Sure, I can give you a tour.
Okay, let's...
Display case is empty, but sure.
Oh, my goodness. Look, we have the CEOs in the house. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited. Go ahead and do us a tour, and then are you guys – okay, I'm trying to make sure my camera's not set.
We're trying to turn the screen around, but I'm going to do it like this.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Yes.
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 This is my little face.
Oh, my goodness.
This is my favorite part of my face, this bit.
Okay.
I don't know why it's just – when I'm stressed out, that's just those colors.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
So – And this is
just
my boo.
Look at this. I am so excited. Look at this.
This is, we just got our ice cream back.
Okay.
And
okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Our ice cream back.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see it.
Yes, yes, we can see. Yes, yes, yes.
And this is my display case, which I had. It was filled up with the ladies that came for paint night. They got everything.
Oh, they brought you out. That's good. That's a good thing. So you do paint. So you do. Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool. So you do paint nights. So you do other adventures also with your business.
Yes, so we started doing paint nights as well as the pop-up shop in Cafe Sinai.
Okay.
Exclusively with Pampering You. And that's about it.
That is wonderful. So it's not just, so you have makeup, you have body cream, and then you have food. And then you do paint nights, so it's almost like where you see a need, it's almost like you're plugging in.
Yes, yes, and it's all natural, so it could be sold here. So everything here honestly could be eaten, but it's not going to taste good. But it's not going to make you fat, like sick, because it's natural.
Okay. Oh my goodness, this is really. I am okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you find it hard to get the support of the Black community? And if so, what are you doing to change that? I mean, but seems like you get business now, right?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. So what I've noticed with our community is like two extreme. It's like two different ends. The one end is if it's not expensive, then they don't feel like it's good.
Oh,
the other end is if it's expensive, they don't want it. So, for instance, my body brush is $12. Where some person would be like, oh, it's $12, that's it, then they think it's not good. Now, realizing that you don't have to overcharge people to make a profit.
Okay.
So that's why I make my body brush $12, because I want the mother who works a minimum wage job or the mother who works hard every day to be able to afford
yes.
to treat herself with body.
Yeah.
I want the lady who works for the CEO company to know the value of what she's buying, even though it's $12, it's really worth $25. It's really worth way more than that because we only get one set of skin.
Right. Right.
So
that is just, you know, that's kind of odd for you to say that. I've heard that by different other business owners, that if the product is too low, that we don't want it. And it's almost like we're so used to being cheated. We're so used to spending a lot of money for our products. We're so used to really, you know, digging deep to do for us that we don't want to accept anything that's not expensive. And that's a mindset. I do believe that that's a mindset that we have to get out of, that everything that we do, it doesn't have to cost you, overly cost you to do it. And I think that's the problem in the Black community right now, that we're thinking that it's going to take a lot of money to get started. And I can you, and maybe you can attest to that, you know, as far as you starting, how did you start? Did you have a whole glob of money, or did you do step by step by step? Maybe you can help. Okay. And so you're saying no money, and they're like, oh, my God, how does she do that with no money? Because we're looking at a shop. We're looking at products. We're looking at, you know, all of this, and we're thinking, oh, my God, she probably spent thousands and thousands and thousands.
I did spend thousands and thousands and thousands. So basically what happened was with my body care product, the body care product helped me open this up.
Okay.
The profit that I made with the body care product, I used it to repair the store because the space was empty, and I had, when I first saw it, I fell in love with it.
Okay.
And I knew that it was going to take a lot of money, so I worked two jobs and made my product to make it happen because I did not want a loan.
Oh, right.
So it might have taken me longer, but I did not want a loan at all.
But you started somewhere.
Yes.
Even with your product, did it take a lot of money to start your product? Were you able to start making your product?
I'm trying to remember how much I used. It might have been like $200 to start.
I mean, even with that, you know, and this, I just want people to understand that you started small. You know what I'm saying? The overall picture cost a lot, but you did it little in increments. That's what I want people to understand.
Yes.
That it didn't take a whole lot. And like, just like if you want a website, you can do a website on Shopify and pay, what, $30 a month on Shopify to sell it through a website. Do you have a website, or have you thought about that?
I have a website.
Okay.
And what happened with that, it's funny you said that, because so many people I talked to said, oh, since you have so many products, you go up $2,500 a week.
No, no, no.
And I'm
what?
No, I'm not giving anybody $2,500.
Right.
Because I have children.
Right.
So let me sit down and do my own website. So I sat down and did my own website, which is www.alphasanai.com, and it cost me $30.
Look at there. And how did you do that? Did you do it through Shopify? Who did you go through? That's amazing to hear, because a lot of people are saying, oh, my God, how did she do that for $30? But you did the research.
I do a lot of research all the time, and I just honestly – I had a good camera because of my phone and took some pictures of my product, and I went on Wix and GoDaddy. GoDaddy made it so it could say .com instead of Wix.
Okay.
And I just did it myself. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mind supporting us.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind supporting a small business, but I also believe, like I said for my own self, you don't have to overcharge someone to make money.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I feel like if everyone is blessed with a gift, and I feel like everyone just needs to tap into their inner person to find a gift.
Yes, yes. And I do believe that everybody has a gift, just like you and Smoothie Cream. You guys started something, and you started something great that's going to be millions and millions of dollars. But you started small, and it was really to help your baby. And you saw that need, and you stepped into the now. And now look at you guys. Look at, I mean, people know you guys from all over. I've had so many requests for Smoothie Queen. Oh, Smoothie Queen, why don't you have her on? And I'm like, yeah, I could have her on. Why not? Let's do it, you know. But it's just so amazing, because we need to understand that this is our time to make it happen for us. And if we don't start from somewhere, I don't care if it took $100. You work a job, you save $25 today, you save $25 the next week, you save $25 the next pay, and $25 the next pay. You start from somewhere. If you want it, Black folks, we can do this. We are worth $1.2 trillion as a collective whole. So guess what? If we start group economics, then guess what? We can have businesses across the country. There is no reason just to stop here. We have to know that this is what we want to do, and we have to be very dedicated. How many times did you want to quit and didn't? You know, we have to, what stopped you from quitting? What stopped you from quitting?
When I worked at Amazon, I worked my corrective job as well that paid for the repairs.
Okay.
And once I got to the store where it's supposed to be, I got a little lazy. My mom said, no, baby, it's tired. But I got lazy. And I felt like I don't feel like going to the shop today. And then I said to myself, well, Lauren, you would work at Amazon for Jeff Bezos, and he's a billionaire. You need to go get yourself up and work for yourself.
That's right.
And so that's what made me keep going. Because as even though we're tired, we work for other people and we work for them. But when it comes to us, sometimes we're like, oh, I'm tired. I'll go tomorrow.
Ain't that something?
And
we'll
never know what will happen, you know.
Uh-huh.
So,
but that,
I've run on 2 or 3 hours of sleep, but I'm here.
But guess what? You said one time that you said you thought about, well, I could give this person my time, but when it came to yourself, you was willing to give yourself no time. We have to change that mindset to know that my business is more important than anybody else's in this world, more so than the corrections, more so than the other part. Who's most important is not you flipping somebody else's businesses, but flipping yours and doing your own thing. That's what we have to. That's the mindset that needs to change. If I can go and work over here for somebody and I'm catering for them, you may have a catering business, and I'm speaking to somebody that's on this show, on this live show, or somebody that's going to watch it later. If you have a catering business, get out and make it happen. If you can bake the cupcakes, bake them till times come get better. If you can make a favorite sandwich, make that until you get your business started. You can start right there in your kitchen. You don't have to start in a building.
Right.
You can start right in your kitchen creating your masterpiece. Because somebody, you started where? In your kitchen, right? Or in your, you had to start somewhere. You just started that building. How long?
I started baking with my Easy Bake Oven.
Look at there. You started
when I was a little kid. And that's when I found my love for baking.
Uh-huh.
With my Easy Bake Oven that my mom bought me for Christmas.
Ain't that something? But you started somewhere. But well, you've been working, but guess what? You've been working the gifts all the time. That's the amazing part about it. You started working when you were young, and those are the gifts that's coming out in you right now. So let's talk about your second business, which is what's your specialty, what's your second business? And you probably have to spell it again.
Cafe Sinai, S-Y-N-A-I.
Uh-huh.
And I make panini, salad, baked goods, I have ice cream, and my favorite is my salmon panini.
Yep.
It's a honey glazed salmon. It's a honey glazed sauce, and it marinates in the sauce overnight, and that is my top seller.
See, Movie Queen is really back here in the background, like, oh my God, it's amazing. That is your biggest rooter right there. Because when I asked her to come on the show, she was like, well, my friend Lauren, she has all of us. So we'll bring her on. Let's go. We can all do it to see. Because I want people to understand that you guys are young. You guys are making it happen. You guys are making this thing. You are living your best life now. Yeah, I know it's going to get better because I see where you're going. I can see the gifts in you now. But it's just so amazing to see young black women making this thing happen. You guys are doing it. You guys are doing it and doing it big. So I'm just so pleased that you guys took time out in your schedule. I know you guys are busy. I know you guys are doing, but hey, I'm just like, wow, I know 2 CEOs, millionaire CEOs. This is amazing because I see where you're going with this thing. I see it. But my thing is it takes like a lot of advertisement, and it's word of mouth, and it's you pretty much hooking up with other people, and that's really how your business gets out there. That's your marketing. Would you say that's true, or how do you feel? And Smoothie Queen, you can also, let me know how was it with both of you guys as far as what did it take for you guys to get to where you are? What do you feel that was your the breaking point?
Honestly, like you said, word of mouth.
Uh-huh.
Word of mouth is amazing. So I had a young lady come in and said, oh, I came in for the salmon panini because someone left you a review on Google.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, so she's been back ever since. She's like, oh, we're going to go through the whole menu now.
Wow.
So things like that, like, that's just word of mouth.
Yeah.
That's what helps small businesses the most.
Word of mouth, yes.
And networking. Yeah.
Come over to the, okay.
Awesome.
Go ahead, come over a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Like, basically networking and getting to know people and just telling, just tell somebody about what you do, because you never know who might need your product.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many people out here that can use a smoothie. Like, I deal with a lot of people that are in the military as well. Like, they're trying to get those BMI weights down and everything. So I talk to them, and they contact me, and I just provide, you know, detox smoothie challenges for them as well. So it's all about, like, if it works. People, well, their main thing is to see if it works.
Right.
And once one person talks about it, or one person tastes it,
yeah,
and is like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing, you'll have, like, 10 people come right behind, like with Lauren. With the same as panini, one person in the barbershop came down and tried it, and then the whole barbershop came again. Then she had a milkshake, a smoothie, right? It was a smoothie, and one guy from the barbershop came down, another barbershop, because like four different barbershops on this street.
Uh-huh.
He came down and was like, oh, my God, my friend had this milkshake, and so everybody tried it. So it's all about, you know, networking and, you know, treating the customer with respect and wanting them to feel like they're at home when they come to you and visit you and go from there.
Wow, that is amazing. Let me ask you another question now. I know you guys are there together. What do you feel is the hardest? What was the hardest point? What was it? And how did you, when I say the hardest point, as far as when you first started and to see the bigger picture, you were like, oh, my God, I cannot do that. What made you know, or what made you just step in and be like, okay, I'm going to just do it?
Well, for me, it was my support system.
Okay.
My support system, because I had a lot of doubt. Because I'm going to be honest, when I first started, I was not going to sell my body butter. And my friend was like, you should sell your body butters. I'm like, nobody's going to want my stuff.
Wow.
And lo and behold, I sell out, you know? So, and, you know, I knew my cooking was good.
Mm. Oh, look at you. Ain't nothing wrong with it, honey.
I started cooking, like, young, but the reason why I put so much love in my cooking is because my mom worked so much to take care of us.
Uh-huh.
Like, she worked a lot. It was eight of us, and she was a single mom.
Wow.
And she worked very hard to take care of us. So me being young, I would get up, and I'd go to school, come home. When I came home, I would pack my mom's lunch, which are different sandwiches I would make her.
Okay.
So I would make food for the household to help my mom out, because mom needs help too.
Yeah.
So I worked to help her out too by making sandwiches and making dinner for the household, which is, I think that's why the cooking comes so easy.
Okay.
Also why I put so much love into
it. But guess what? It was still a gift. And you recognize the gift, and I think we all have gifts, and that's what people don't realize, that we all have a gift. Because I would never have thought that, wow, I don't have a YouTube page. What? Nobody cares. I wanted Therese to also introduce the book. I wrote a book, and Smoothie Queen, okay? And that is the book that I wrote, and I thought, nobody wants to know. And this is all about parenting. And I thought, nobody wants, and then now I have the journal, okay? But I thought, same as you, nobody cares about how to parent. Nobody cares about, you know, how to do this. And nobody wants to hear, or nobody wants to read about, you know, how I raise my girls, you know. But guess what? The books sell out all the time. And this is actually the second time I've really introduced the book. Nobody would have known, but I figured, well, you know, let's put our businesses out there. Okay, but it's just something, you have a gift. That is your millions of dollars, and people don't understand that. If you recognize the gift, you step out into the gift, and you never know who needs the information. You never know who is looking for a smoothie to detox, or who's looking for what kind of sandwich was that again? A salmon.
Honey
glazed salmon. Okay, a panini. Okay, I'm like, you never know. Somebody is always looking, and you never know, just like eczema. People have eczema, and in order to deal with eczema, a lot of times they want to put you on steroids, okay? And a lot of people can't take the steroids. So you have a cream, and who would have known that it helped your son? But you wouldn't have known that if you hadn't stepped out into it, because you would have, you know, most people would say, well, let me just go ahead and put this cream that's possibly doing more harm to my son, that probably would have made him itch more because he could have had an allergic reaction to it. But you being his mom cared more and say, hey, let me figure out what it's going to take to stop my son from itching. Because if you don't have eczema, you don't have a clue, honey. You could itch all day, and I mean itch down deep, and this place is itch. You can't even scratch. I'm just saying, but that's how bad eczema is, and you will bleed, and you're still scratching it because it itches so bad. It's like, I want to put it like poison ivory. It itches, right? Eczema is 10 times worse than poison ivory, and it's all over your body. And you just lay there, and sometimes you're like, oh, my God, I need some new skin. So it's just so thankful, and you walked in your gift to do something for your son. And even with smoothie cream, her daughter needed it as far as probably was eating cereal or something too sugary in the morning. You know how kids eat cereal, and cereal is sugary. So that sugar was making her, and the teachers didn't know how to handle it. So her being the mom that she is, said, hey, I got to do something to help my daughter out. And that's how Smoothie Queen was created. So it's just so wonderful to see great women doing their gifts. You guys are amazing. I am so proud of you guys because you made it happen, and you didn't let anybody or anything or money or anything that somebody negative could have said in your past to make you think, man, I can't do this. You didn't let anything stop you guys. You guys are running forward, and you guys are making it happen. So I'm just so proud of you guys, and I am just so pleased that you guys, you know, just gave me 5 minutes of your time. Well, I know it was really more than 5 minutes, but I appreciate both of you guys coming on here, letting people know that, especially black young women, that you guys, we can do this. It's going to take changing your mindset and wanting it and making it happen. Terrell, I want you to talk more about the pampering you as far as, because I know at one point you was like, I don't want to do this. What made that love, what reignited that love?
A lot of people were asking me about it. A lot of people were like, hey, you know, like, what happened? You know, why did you stop? What's going on with it? Are you ever going to get back into that aspect? And I was like, you know what? Okay, people are asking about it. And then Lauren started talking to me about it. And this is always my person.
Yeah.
She inspired me on so many levels.
Yeah.
So she was talking to me about it. And my other friend, Erica, was talking to me about it. And I was like, you know what? I need to get the people this business.
Yeah.
I need to get them, you know, what they're asking me for. So I just brought it back. And now I'm excited. Like I was saying, we're doing the pop-up shop every week, every Sunday, or whatnot. So it's just putting us back out there. You know, networking is better. The people are smiling. My thing is, as long as people are smiling, they're happy, they're hearing about it. You know, other people are coming, and they're telling other people about it. And then it gives people that actually have small businesses the opportunity to come and set up and show the world what they have as well, which is amazing on a weekly basis to show anyone showcase your product.
Right.
Nowhere, not here in Richmond.
Right.
So I feel like we have given Pampering You, the House of Sinai, the Smoothie Queen, a new entity.
Yeah.
Like, and Cafe Sinai as well, can't leave that out because that without those, there would be, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. You know, serve the people, see the smiles, be excited, you know, about what we do as well.
And it's so great that the young women team working together, encouraging each other, because that's what it takes nowadays. It's almost like, sounds like you guys bounce off of each other. You know, when she needs that support, there you are. And when you need that support, there she is. And that's what, that's changing your network and you networking with people with like-mindedness. That's the greatness of it. You know, you're not hanging out with people that's being negative and saying, oh, well, we can't do. Because guess what? K-dudes will hang around with K-dudes. When we look at each other and we see somebody saying, well, I can't do that, that's not the person you need to be with. You need to go over there with I Can and I Will group and say, you know, the group that's going to be like, we're going to do this thing. We're going to rock it out, and we're going to be this. I'm going to be on Forbes. I hear that all the time. I'm going to be on Forbes. So, yes, we hear it all the time. I'm going to be on Forbes, and we believe that, you know. And that's the people that we need to hang out with, the people that see it before it's there. But you're walking. I remember Yolanda Adam had a song with "You Can Have What Believe That You Can Fly," and in the song it said, "You're standing on the bank, but you got to see yourself on the other side of the bank." And sometimes that bank looks so far, but you got to see yourself over there in order to have it. And we call stuff into us with our mindset. If we have a negative mindset, guess what you're going to call it to you, negativity. But if you have that million-dollar, billion-dollar, trillion-dollar idea, that's what you're going to call to yourself, that billion-dollar idea, that trillion-dollar idea. And it's, you have to walk into it. And it's not going to be easy all the time, but guess what? It's a never I can't do it. It's always I can and I will, and we're going to make it happen. And we're going to walk in it. And that should always be a thought that's coming to your mind, even when you land there and thinking, oh, my God, I don't want to do this today. But guess what? I will. Because I would do it for Amazon, and I have. So guess what? I'm not going to make them any more money. I'm getting ready. Just like I heard Nick Cannon say, he made Viacom $1 billion. Do you not know he could have made that for himself? He made somebody else. And that right there, when I heard that, it hurt my heart so bad because I'm looking at him like, dude, he don't even know what's in him. Because if he knew what was in him, he wouldn't have made them. He would have made it for himself. But nobody was supporting him and hitting him and say, dude, you need to do this. You're doing that for them. If you made them $1 billion, you can make $2 billion for yourself. Nobody, he don't have that type of people in his circle that's saying, if you did that for them, you can do this over here. You understand what I'm saying? I want you guys to come up with a last comment. What is something, give somebody some encouragement. How would you encourage somebody, Miss? I want you to get your cafe. Tell me your cafe again. I want to use your name. I want you to your cafe, your business. How would you? Okay. And the other one?
House of
Sinai. House of Sinai. I want y'all to put that in comments. How would you encourage somebody that's saying right now, I can't do this? Give them some encouragement.
I'm going to say, what I tell myself, the sky's the limit. You can do it.
You can do it.
Keep going. Don't give up. And make sure it's your passion, because if it's something you're passionate about, you're not going to let it go anyway. It's something you go to bed with it on your mind, and you wake up with it on your mind. It's like a continuous cycle. So always remember, you got this. Because yes. Without it, what else are you living for? If you can't live for something that you want to live for. Yes. And always take that initiative to jump, even though you might have people in your circle saying, don't do it, but don't listen to those people.
Wow.
You do what makes you happy. Sometimes you got to step away from those people and just go do it.
You know what? You said something. I read a book called The Dream Giver. I don't know if anybody's ever read that book. And Who Moved My Cheese? Those are two amazing books. And if you don't have it, you need to get it. But those books, The Dream Giver was a guy. He had a dream. And everybody was telling him, you can't do it. You can't do it. His family was telling him, you can't do it. His mom, his dad, people that were really super close to him, different members of the family said, you can't do that. That's too big. Because it was such a great, huge dream that he had, that they just couldn't see this small little itty-bitty person trying to compete, trying to make this dream happen. But he broke away because he knew that he could. And that's what you're going to have to know, that I can do this no matter what it looks like, because it's not about you, because I believe that everything in life is already laid out for you, and you just have to walk in the path that's already laid for you. And guess what? You can't do anything but succeed. But when we get around people that are saying that you can't, then you walk another path, that's when you fail. That's when it's hard. That's when you're trudging through the mud and you're looking like, oh, my God, I really can't. Because guess what? You're on the wrong path. But when you ease on back and get back on that right path, because guess what? You know God will put you, or the universe, or whatever you call him, he will put you back on that right path. And I think because it gets hard and it stays hard, now not saying that sometimes you're in your gift, it's going to be hard sometimes, but that doesn't mean that you're on the wrong path. But when it stays hard and it's continuously hard, that means that you're on the wrong path. But when he puts you back on that right path, to walk in that greatness, you're going to look at, I mean, in the book, he had a lot of obstacles. But guess what? Every one, God gave him the plan of how to defeat, how to get through that obstacle. And I do believe that he gives you the plan at every step you get to. If you get quiet and you be, okay, I've never seen this one before, how do I get past this one? He'll give you the plan to get around or through or over that obstacle. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
So it's almost like you have to stay focused, and you have to hear, and you have to get quiet sometimes in order to get the job done. And like I said, you have to have the positive people around you also that can just keep you, help you stay motivated, you know, because yeah, we all have moments. We all have, you know. And even people in your family will say, I don't know how you. And sometimes my thing is, we'll ask people, what do you think about? God will give you a gift. He'll give you an idea. And you mess up when you ask other people. because they don't know the gift. They don't know the idea. They don't know where he's leading you. So you'll say, hey, he told me to do blah, 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 blah. And they'll look at you and they'll be like, man, that really sounds weird. That sounds like something. I mean, they're going to talk a negative against it, but they don't know that he's giving you the plan how to get there. He's giving you the steps. I need you to do A, B, C, and D. And sometimes he'll give you A and not give you B and C because he's waiting to see if you're going to do A first. Once you do A, then he gives you the next step, B. Then once you do B, he'll give you the C and D, depending on the personality you have. But a lot of times, be very careful. We cannot ask other people, God, you know, this is an idea. What do you think about it? That's not the, he didn't give them the gift, so it's not going to sound right. So they're not going to give you the right advice for your vision. You have to stick to you and him sometime, and you and him, maybe, you know, that person, that next person beside you that's really positive, and you know that, you know, you can bounce some ideas, and they'll be truthful with it. And sometimes they'll you'll bounce, and they'll be like, well, you need that one. That's going to be yours. You have to figure that one out because I don't know. And some people, and that's when you have to really get in there and be like, okay, let me get quiet and let me hear truth. Let me hear what's the next step. How do I get there? And he'll lay it out for you. So any last takes, ladies? Anything you did I miss anything? Or do you have anything that you want to say that I missed? Or
I just want to give out my Instagram, my information.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to view it or whatnot, you can reach me on smoothie_queen. And you can also reach me on, this is on Instagram.
Okay.
Cameron_U_. If you want to look at both of those pages, you can. If you would like to email me, you can email me at thesmoothiequeen7@gmail.com or CameronU74@gmail.com as well. So you can connect with me.
Okay. Lauren, okay, go ahead.
I'd like to say thank you.
Absolutely.
For having me on your show.
Absolutely.
I'm on Instagram at Cafe Denai, SYNAI, and House of Denai, SYNAI. If you have any questions or you like to chat, just inbox me on Cafe Denai. I do ship my product.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that. Let's talk a little bit more about that. I'm sorry. Let's talk about that shipping. You do ship, right?
Yep. I do ship. They just have to go to my website, houseofdenai.com.
Okay.
And they can place an order, and I will ship it out to them.
And you did say?
I ship it out to Texas.
Okay.
I ship to Chicago, New York, Louisiana, and I think I was Oklahoma.
So you ship out all of United States, U.S., the America,
yes.
I should say. Okay. Okay, wow, that is good. Oh, man, wow, girl, you are, well, I'm saying, you, that is amazing. Because a lot of people, and you did have a website, right? What's your website?
Yes, www.houseofdenai.com.
When we get done with the show, I want you to put it in your comments. Both of you guys will put it in your comments. So, therefore, if they go there, it'll be in writing for them. So, after we get done with the show, you can put it in there. But I am so proud of you guys. I just keep up the hard work. There's nothing you can't do. You're walking in your gift, and that's the amazing part about it, because we fail to realize that God places gift in us, and if we're walking in our gift, and you know what? I hear people saying, oh, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's not meaning somebody else's job. That means your own gift. If you're working in your gift, walking in your gift, that's your millions right there. And that's what people fail to realize. We'll work a job 30 years for somebody else, but we will not step out and create our own, and we have that burning sensation in us to do it, and we'll sit up there and keep telling ourselves what we can't do without trying. I remember my kids were little, and I would cook something new, and they'd be, oh, I don't like that. And I remember one time I put blindfolders on them, and I had made some it was the stuffed shells, and I had stuffed it with some of everything, right? And I knew if they saw it, they weren't going to eat it. So I blindfolded them both, and I said, and I spoon-fed them. And I kept saying, how do you like it? Oh, my God, it was good. It was good. The last piece, I said, okay, now take off your blindfold, because I wanted them to see what they were eating. And they both said, ew. And I said, what do you mean, ew? You already ate it. And that was so, and that to me was a life lesson for me, as far as sometimes things look so hard sometimes. And it is ill. But sometimes you have to close your eyes and walk and allow the universe and allow God to lead you every step of the way. And you won't be afraid to step into the new, because you know that he's got you. You know that he's got you. And you guys are, I'm looking at the product that he has, both of you guys. And yes, it may get hard sometimes, but guess what? That's only teaching you, making you stronger. Well, won't kill you, makes you stronger, right? But I'm just so glad that you guys have come on the show and just given me, you know, this great interview to let our people, young folk, know. And I do believe that this is your time, young people. This is your time to get out and do something different. Stop trying to work a 9-to-5. Even if you have to work a 9-to-5 to get to your own, you use that 9-to-5 to get you to where you want to be. Okay? Don't ever just stay on a 9-to-5 just to make money. I know you guys got to go. But I have another story. As a young man, and I saw on Facebook, and he had his own business, but he was trying to work his 9-to-5. He said, I accidentally signed up on a different job, and it was more hours. It was going to take him longer to get there. It was going to take him away from his business, and he was wondering if he needed to quit. And I wrote to him, I said, it wasn't a mistake that you signed on to that job. That is trying to make you to get out to do your own business. And he signed on that job not understanding the hours and whatever. And I said, sometimes what we think is an accident is a blessing, because sometimes our jobs will kind of, you know, kind of boot us out a little bit, or they'll show signs of booting us out, but we won't take the signs, and we'll continue trying to work these jobs. And yet the universe is trying to tell us, hey, I got this over here for you. It's more money. It's less time. You'll spend more time with your family. But you so busy holding on to what you already have that you don't want to release that you know, release what you have in your hand now to step out on faith sometimes to get the new beginnings, to start the new beginnings, to start your process, to start to walk in your gifts. But sometimes we have to, like he said, we made a mistake, but it wasn't really a mistake, because now he's working that job. Now he's working his business. He let the job go, and he's walking into the newness and making more money than he would have made on his job. So it's all about us stepping in faith. So it's all about us stepping out. So, ladies, if you have any last comments, go ahead and say your last comments, and, you know, and we're going to end with that.
I have one comment. I just want to say thank you, and to everyone that's listening, don't give up. Follow your dream.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And my pleasure, you was here. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the time. Thank you. Thank you for giving me your time, because I know you're a businesswoman. You got a lot going on. You got family. You're doing a lot, and I appreciate the time. I do. I appreciate every bit of your time. Thank you. Smoothie Queen, what you
thank
got?
You.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say thank you and piggyback off what you said. Keep going. If it's your passion, like I said before, stick to it. Get out there and jump. It's 2021. What you playing for?
Go ahead, girl. I love it. And thank you guys, both of you guys. I love you guys, and thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming on here and being real with the people, because that's what people are looking for. They're looking for realness. They're looking for somebody that struggled through and made it through, and that's the important part. Dr. Boyce Watkins, I was talking about earlier, he has a show, and he's getting ready to do a show about franchising. If you want to franchise, he's offering a class April 1st, and if you guys want information about that, you can contact Boyce Watkins at Boyce Watkins, WATKINS.com, and it's going to be with attorney Tanya Nebo. And she's doing a franchising class April 1st. And I think, I don't know how, I'm thinking it's maybe under $100, maybe about $50 or $60. I'm not sure. But if you contact him, he would be more than welcome to give you the information. And I am, because you never know, all kind of people are tuning in to find out what and how can I have my own. And right now, you will be crazy not to have your own business with things going the way they're going with, you know, we got a whole lot of immigrants and Asian, you know, we just got a whole lot of craziness going on right now. And I think it's time for us to support us, and I think it's time for us to grow us, and I think we really need to concentrate on us right now. And it's hard to love other people without loving yourself, and we have to first learn how to love us right now so then we can reach out and love on some other people. But right now, we need to deal with that Stockholm and the Willie Lynn syndrome and all that great stuff that's going on with us, the negative stuff, I should say. It's time for us to deal with that in order for us to be who God is creating us to be. And I appreciate you guys, you ladies, for joining. And we are going to check back in, and we're going to do this again. We're going to maybe do this once a month in order, and we're going to do the kids show, so I'll be in touch, because I want my little miss, so would you call her shop, your child, your baby? Smoothie Queen?
Sorry.
What's her business? What's her business?
Zaire's nail and hair spa boutique. You can also look it up on Instagram as well.
Okay.
So just go ahead and look and see what she's doing too. We got her nails and hairstyle on
there. Absolutely. We might have to do a Saturday show for her because I know she's in school during the day, so, or a little later show, or maybe a Tuesday we'll do it on a later show. But thank you so much, you guys. And with that said, I appreciate you guys, and I will be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I'm telling you, you guys, I cannot stress enough. There is so much opportunity out there for us to do our own thing. And here you have two amazing young women that's making it happen. And I wanted you guys to see that it can be done, that we're doing it. We're doing it. Now it's up to you to do it. It's up to you to find out what your passion is. And they gave you the instructions. And I'm sure in the future they're going to be doing some classes as far as some, you know, some mentoring classes. I meant to ask them about that. But we had talked a little bit about it with Smoothie Queen, and she's going to be offering some mentoring classes to help people to understand what's the process. You know, so just stay tuned, you guys. We're going to be talking more with, you know, about that. But as I get information about that class, I will let you know, you guys know where you guys can sign up, or either you guys can keep up with them on Instagram. And kind of encourage and go and join their pages. Go and become members. Keep up with people that are doing positive things in our community, people that are doing it, people that are making it happen, people that are being positive. Feed into them. Learn how they're doing it. Learn how to connect with positive people instead of us always having so much drama for no reason. But you have to understand we have that drama because of where we came from. So now it's time to change your mindset and know that I don't have to live in drama. I can have the peace. I can have the peace of all understanding. I can have my own. I can create my own. I can walk in my gifts. Those gifts are there for a reason. Those gifts aren't there just because. Those gifts are your money makers. And both of those young ladies got into their gifts by accident. They were already doing it, and it was because of their children. And their children created a billion-dollar industry for both of them. I have to speak things into existence for them because I see these great women are amazing, and they got great personalities, and they have a love for people, and this is why they created something that was going to help other people. Just like, for instance, Smoothie Queen, she did it to help her daughter, but not knowing she's helping other people now. She has a love for people. And also for Lauren, for Cafe Sanaa, I got the name. She created it, not just the cafe, but she created other products because of her son. So it was connected to children that needed some help. And out of helping their children, they ended up helping other people. So check both of them out. Check both of them. And they're at the end, it's going to be in the comments as far as the names of their establishment. And I just want you guys to know that we can do this. Don't ever let somebody tell you what you can't do. And sometimes these jobs, if they acting up, if they doing some crazy stuff, and you're like, oh, my God, all of a sudden now I'm not good enough. All of a sudden now I got a bad report. All of a sudden now I used to do this work and it was good enough, but now it's not. It might be time to move. It might be time for you to get into your business. It might be time for you to actually step into the calling that you have been called to do. But so many times we want to hold on to these jobs that's paying you, what, $10 an hour? $13 an hour. The other guy, he was like, oh, my God, in years, I could make $3,000 a year. I mean, $3,000 a month. I'm like, in years? How many years are you talking? This was the guy that I was telling you about as far as who said he signed on the wrong job. He was talking about years. I'm like, what do you mean years? We went to now. I ain't going to wait years to make $3,000 a month. I want to make it now. We should be able to make $3,000 a month. You should be making, and if you're not, you're in the wrong field. $10 an hour is not enough for you to take care of your family. $10 an hour is not enough to pay a car note and rent and mortgage, insurance, groceries. That's not enough. So guess what? You know your gift. You are so worth more. You are worth so much more than $10, $11 or $12 or $13 an hour, $20 an hour. Some of y'all have gifts that you guys can make. Sky's the limit. You can make $150, $200 a day, $300 a day. I'm just saying. You can make money, but you can't be afraid to step out into the deep. You have to put yourself on a what's your vision? Okay? Okay, let me say, I'm not telling you to quit your job today. I'm telling you to set stuff aside. I want you to set money aside to create your business. Add up the cost for your website. And like Lauren said, she went through Wix. She went through GoDaddy for her domain, okay? So $30 to do what she needed to do. You can go through Shopify. They do a free trial. If you don't have the money today, you have a free trial with Shopify. They free trial you for 2 weeks. I think it used to be a month, but I think they shortened it to 2 weeks, okay? So from one paycheck to another, if you got a dollar, I think you have to have a dollar on a credit card for Shopify. They just want to make sure that you have an account where they can draw the money out. But they only charge you a dollar. Okay, so, I said free. But, okay, they charge you a dollar. But still, it's not $30. So you can start there and create your own website. Shopify walks you through it. Wix, they walk you through it if you need help. And you can create your own website. You don't have to pay $2,500. Who has $2,500 right now? If you want to do that later to get it professional, I think Smoothie Queen has a commercial coming out. Okay, stay tuned for that. So this is why I tell you guys to join their webpage, join their IG and Facebook page, because they're doing making moves, okay? And you don't want to miss anything. So that by you joining them, they're going to help you to get to your next level. So you have to understand that, okay, let me use my job to maybe pay the $30 for now until I get started. Or let me use my job to set aside money for the products that I'm going to need. Or let me use my job to set aside, like I said, if you are a baker, okay, you can use your job until you can use the people at your job. You know they have birthdays, they have anniversaries, they have kids' graduation, they have just I love you parties, or they just want to buy some cupcakes for the birthday parties for the kids or whatever. You can use your people at work to get your business started. If you're a cook, you can say, okay, I'm off on Tuesdays. I'm bringing dinners up here. Let me take some orders. And Tuesday is dinner day. I'm going to bring dinners up here, take pre-orders. They have to pay them up front because you don't want to spend out a whole lot of money cooking food and you don't have anybody that's buying it, right? So you're going to pre-order. I'm just giving you steps as far as how you can get your business going, okay? You're going to pre-order and say, for instance, you're doing wing dinners, okay? I'm just putting something out there, okay? And then we'll do spaghetti dinners on next Tuesday, and then we're going to do macaroni and cheese and greens and, you know, the next Tuesday. But you're going to pre-order, okay? Take some pre-orders, and you're going to collect the money. And dinners, what, $7, $8, $10 for dinners? But don't be skimpy on the food. Give them about two or three wings. Give them two or three wings on there, some potato salad, piece of cake. I'm just saying. But everything is homemade by you. Everything is made. If you're a baker, if you're a chef, this is your time to shine. You can join Pop-Up Shop, okay? Find out where Smoothie Queen is or Pampering You by Terrell. Join her. She's doing the pop-up shops on Sundays. Find out where she is, and maybe you're in that area. You can join her pop-up shop. I know we have businesses. We don't have a building for our businesses. Okay, then you can join a pop-up shop, and that will be a start for you to create your business on a Sunday. You may have to take some time out of your busy day. I know you rest on Sundays, but take some time out and do your pop-up shop, or not your pop-up shop, but you can join her pop-up shop on Sundays, and then you can maybe you sell jewelry. Okay, bring your jewelry. Maybe you sell gym shoes. Bring your gym shoes. Maybe you sell hair products. Bring your products. Maybe you sell cupcakes. Bring your cupcakes. Maybe you sell whatever, tasers or something. I'm just saying. Maybe you sell, I don't know, rings or something. Bring your products and sell them on that Sunday. Welcome, 34. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Appreciate you for joining. But, yes, and also, Kiara, thank you for joining. I appreciate you for tuning in. I want you guys to understand that we can do this. Just have some guests on. You might need to, if you're just joining Jazzy 34, you might need to rewind because we had Smoothie Queen and we had her Cafe Sinai. Ooh, I got it. Cafe Sinai. Yeah, Cafe Sinai on. And they gave some information about, and welcome. Yes, Smoothie Queen. Yes. And Lauren, put your information in there for me also. And I want people to look these ladies up. Okay, because they have some amazing products. Cafe Sinai has some amazing products. Okay, I'm telling you the food one. Will she put the other one in there in the comments for me, Lauren, with the first business, both of your business in there for me, please. But, yeah, she has lipsticks, she has lip gloss, and she has body creams, body washes, all kind of products. So you guys check them out, and I'm expecting for them to blow up from this interview. I want you guys to know that you have to start somewhere. Even if you do it one time on a Sunday, do it one time on a Sunday, one day a week, okay? That's to get you started, and you're going to build up. And then who knows? Yes, willing to support our people. Yes, Jazzy, thank you. Appreciate it. And I want you guys to start supporting each other. Cafe Sanai, yes, on Instagram. You have another one. Put your other one in there, okay? She's got two, Cafe Sanai and Sanai. What's the other one, Lauren, on Instagram, okay? But I want you guys to join. I want you guys, we have to start promoting, start supporting. Lauren Chip, if anybody knows, as far as we need some smoothie queen. I want some smoothies, but anybody knows, and I meant to bring this up with her on here. She wants to get into shipping, but, you know, smoothies have to be cold. If anybody knows any information as far as how could she ship that cold, okay, because we could be shipping all around America. And I told her, I said, hey, you may have to franchise in Georgia, you know, you may have to do the franchising, okay, go to Georgia, go to Virginia, go to North Carolina, South Carolina, go to Washington, D.C., pampering you, yes. I want you guys to support these ladies. They are young, beautiful, go-getters. I'm telling you, million-dollar CEOs. That's how I see them. We have to support our own, you guys. We have to support. Pampering You has the pop-up shop, and she's doing the smoothies. But we have to get to the place where we're changing our mindset. It's time for us to know that we can do this. Dry ice, can she do it? Okay, when you do the dry ice, if people touch that, will they be burning their hands on that dry ice, or is it a danger for somebody to use the dry ice, Jazzy? House of Sinai, yay, yes, House of Sinai, yes, thank you. Yes, I love it. Yes. So, Jazzy, dry ice, you're saying dry ice. Would that, if I touch that dry ice, is it a possibility that I could hurt myself with the dry ice, or no? Because I know they're still listening. I want them to understand that they can do the dry ice. I should have had questions and comments. I should have had questioning if anybody had any questions. Oh, my goodness. I blew it, you guys. I should have kept them on here at least till 1 o'clock, huh? We could have asked questions. Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm trying to get more information as far as the dry ice. And okay. So we'll check out the dry ice. Check out the dry ice. Because we don't want to get to try the dry ice and then, you know, if somebody touches it, they're, you know, I don't know if you can touch that or not. I don't know how that drives. Okay, you've used it. Okay, he said 34 Jazzy said he's used the drives but never shipped with it. Okay, we're going to have to use, that gives you Smoothie Queen, that gives you some ideas, the drives maybe, okay? But I want us to know that the show right now, from now on, is going to be about us, getting us together, taking it to the next level, us creating our own. And we're going to have different ones on here with their own businesses. And if you have questions, I shouldn't do the questioning. I didn't do the question. I should do some questions. So if you guys had any questions, you guys could ask questions. But if you have questions, you guys can, they did put their information in the comments. Tell her me is dry ice for or for smoothies. Okay. Okay. Franchising. She needs to franchise. Yep. Yeah, but I know that we can do this. And I always want you guys to believe that you just have to use it. Like I said, if you work in a job, use some of that money, set it aside for your business. Don't just spend it straight on bills, because that's not what that job is for. That job is you using your job as a stepping stone to get to your next process, okay? Don't stay on a job, working a job 30 years. I keep telling you guys, I'm retiring this year. I don't care what. I'm using my job in order for the next step, okay? My next step is to get into trading and get into some other things that I want to do so that I will be able to relocate in August. And that is my plan, to relocate in August. You guys, everybody knows that my destination is Gambia, Tanzania. I want to travel and I want to see Africa. That's my next step. And I do want to buy properties there. So, yes, we have things in the works to be able to do that. But you have to have an out. You have to have an out as far as, okay, I'm going to do this to there, to this point, but I'm doing this, this, and this, okay, to be able to do, okay. Wait a minute, what you trying to say, JF? I was reading your comments. Smoothie should also be able to do, okay, stay in that one. Okay, but I just want us to remain focused and help us to get to encouraging one another, okay? And I know it's about us changing our mindset. We've been doing things for 400 years to Massa, right? Now, the next 400 years, and we're going to start teaching and training because Smoothie Queen has a daughter who's 12, and she has her own business and started at 10. I'm just saying. You understand what I'm saying? It is time for us to start passing down wealth to our children. It's time for us to recognize our children's gifts, because even when Moody Queen's daughter was younger, she was doing hair on a mannequin, okay? She was doing hair on a mannequin. I mean, and doing hair, like, at six on a mannequin, and the braids were so good, and I was like, whoa, you know? And she was showing me pictures as far as what she was doing on the mannequin, and I was like, oh, my God, that girl has a gift. What five-year-old, you know, can braid a mannequin's hair at four and five? Who does that? That's how you begin to recognize your child's gift. And sit your child down and begin to recognize their gift. Begin to recognize their gift, okay? Because they have gifts, and it's time for us to recognize, and it's time for us to move into that direction and also start saving for your child. Start buying them toys. Start buying them silver and gold. Start investing in their future. Get them, I'm not going to say stocks and bonds, because if the stock market goes down, my stock market is good. I even, you know, I started my granddaughter on Bitcoin, okay? She started Coinbase, okay? I started her Bitcoin, and we got some uranium. What's that? Ethereum. I don't know why I always say uranium. Ethereum, okay? And she made some money, okay? So I wanted to introduce it to her. I wanted to introduce investing to her, okay? So we're going to put her in a Voice Watkins class, okay, as far as identifying and learning about money, because I think we all need to learn about money, and I think we all need to understand money, because for real, we as Black people don't know how to invest. We don't know we don't understand anything about money. We don't understand right now that the laws that Biden are putting in place right now is trying to quiet the Black voice, okay? So you voted for a man that is trying to destroy you. He's trying to quiet your vote. He's trying to silence your power by bringing immigrants and Asians over and putting them on top of you. That's really what he's doing, but we really don't see our true enemy. We think he's there to help us. And let me just say, your enemy will never teach you right. They don't treat you right, so they will never teach you right. So we have to understand the enemies. We have to understand the enemies among us that look like us, that don't rock with us. We have to... Oh, wow. That is amazing. Smoothie Queen, I hope you're looking at this. He said, if she can package the smoothie ingredients dry and sell them also in her business, all some have to do is add ice, juice, milk, or water to it. That is an amazing idea. That is amazing. Jazzy, thank you. That is it right there. You have just solved the problem. You've solved the problem. Thank you, Jazzy. Smoothie Queen, I hope you're looking at this. He said, I got to put this one up here. This is the best one right here because it's so true. It's so true right here. Oh, I want to show it. Dang, did I show it? Okay. That's the best one right there. Okay. But this show was an amazing show. I hope you guys think about what these two amazing women brought to the table. Think about how they did it. Think about what it's going to take for you to make it happen for you. Think about what's your next step in creating your business. Because like I said, it's time for us to change our mindset and we're doing something different, and we're passing wealth down because she's passing wealth. Both of them are passing wealth down to their children. They'll pass their business down, okay? She can even, you know, get a food truck, and she can sell. Lauren also, Cafe Tonight can also get her a food truck, have a stable place here, and put a food truck and go to Georgia. Put a food truck and go to Norfolk State or Virginia, South Carolina. We don't have to stay stable. We can buy food trucks. And we're going to talk a little bit about that maybe on the next show. But like now, it is all about changing our mindset and passing down our wealth from generation to generation and stop waiting on white folks to do it for us because they're not. They're hoping and praying that we don't get there. They're hoping and praying that we stay in the same predicament flipping their hamburgers. If you're working at McDonald's, it is time for you to own your own cafe, to own your own restaurant, to own your own. If you are a baker, get your own bakery started. If you are great at makeup, have your own makeup brand. If you're good at cleaning, get your own cleaning business, okay? So your gifts are already in you. If you're good at mechanics, if you're working at Midas, if you're working at some of these car places, it's time for you to get your own business started. It's time for you to create what you want to see in our community. And we said, oh, we got Walmart. Okay, we can have a black B1 Mart. I'm just saying, we don't always have to spend our money at Walmart, right? We don't have to spend our money at Walmart. We can spend our money at the black Mart, B1 Mart. I'm just saying, time to do something different, family. And with that said, we're not going to be on here all day. I hope I've said something to get you thinking. I hope that a new dream or your vision is coming out today with the show. I hope that that I've opened up some doors, some new, brand new opportunities, brand new ideas, and I hope now is the start of your future. Now is the start of your great business because it's time for us to celebrate us. It's time for us to do for us because I'm going to tell you what, right now these Chinese, you go in their Asian shop and you going to jail. I just seen two sisters that went inside of an Asian shop and they started to mess with those sisters and now those sisters have felony charges. So if I was you, I would create my own beauty supply. We need a beauty supply business online. I think Georgia, there's a couple businesses in Georgia. Maybe you can hook up with them and sell maybe some of their products or you can find out where they get their products from and open up your online, okay, beauty supplies online. Okay, that's an idea, beauty supply place online. I'm just saying, we have other things out here that we can do. We don't always have to celebrate with enemies, okay? With that said, you guys, I hope and pray that your dreams are being birthed today, your ideas are being birthed today, and you're going to walk in the greatness of who you are, and we are going to start supporting us and loving on us and just make it happen. The young lady said, don't quit. Don't give up. You can do it. And I believe that we can do it. I believe that now is the time for us to do it. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited about the future. Thank you. I appreciate you, Jazzy. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining. But I want you guys to go out there and do it. I don't want us to get to the place where they shut the door on us and we have nothing. This is not the time to have nothing. This is for, and God is changing our mindset right now. With each show, he's changing our mindset. He took us through one show, one mindset. Now it's time for another mindset to get to the place where we are trusting and believing in us. They destroyed that with the Willie Lynch. We started looking at them for everything and stopped looking at us. Now we're going to look back to us and say, okay, what can we do together to come together? Just like those young ladies. They are good friends, and they've come together, and they're supporting each other, and they're making that thing happen. Those are billion-dollar CEOs, honey. Y'all better recognize greatness when you see it, and there's greatness in you. And with that said, have an amazing day on purpose. Peace, family. All right, Blog Talk. Thank you so much for joining. I am so grateful that you even joined. I am just so ecstatic. I hope you guys continue joining. Come on back and keep sharing with us
and keep on sharing the show. If you want to join me on my YouTube channel, it's Cassandra Cheek on the YouTube page. And you can share those videos. You can watch other videos that I have because when, as I'm doing a blog talk, I'm doing a live show on YouTube also. So you can see me in person. You can see the guests that I'll bring on, and you'll be able to see how everything is going. And you'll put a face to the name, okay? But I want us to get to the place where we are supporting each other, and now is the time to do that. I'm just trying to make sure that we're not missing nothing. Yep, I think we covered everything. So we're going to see you again next Tuesday. We're going to do this again, and I hope you can join us for our show next Tuesday. And we try to do this every Tuesday. We try to stay at 11:30 every Tuesday. And we're going to don't forget, we do have a book out, and it's called A Mother's Love. And I want you guys to email me if you're interested in your own book. And we have a journal to go along with it. And we'll do a special 2 for $15, okay? So just let me know if you're interested. And we're walking into our gifts right now, and it's time for us to start, okay? And with that said, I want you guys to have an amazing day on purpose. And we're not going to hold you long. I'm not trying to be on here trying to see. I never want to hold you guys all day because I know everybody's time is worth, you know, you're worth it. Your time is worth it. It's very precious to us. But thank you for joining, and thank you for the ones that will join us after the live is gone, who's going to listen to the show after, who's going to come back and visit the show. Thank you so much for your support. Let's like and share the show, and keep on coming back and tell a friend about us. Thank you. Peace.